Who are you cooking?
Sunday Meditation, December 23rd, 2001. Question today is from Bruce Perret and Steve Ferguson. And Bruce was wondering if a social memory complex possesses a kind of consciousness that can engage in the exchange of energy with its members, either consciously or unconsciously. Or is it simply the sum of its members? And we were sort of assuming that the social memory complex could indeed engage in conversation of a very intimate and continuous nature with all of the members of the social memory complex. Now, if that's true, could you expand upon that? And could you let us know, as we are beginning to form a social memory complex, is there anything that we can do to sort of prime the pump towards positivity, service to others acts, attitudes of mind, meditations, rituals, anything at all? I appreciate what you have to say.
We are those known to you as the principle of Gul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we are. It is a great privilege, as always, to speak with this group, and we thank you for forming a circle of seeking once again. It is a great blessing to us to share with your circle's vibrations. And it is a great blessing to us to be able to serve by speaking our thoughts. We ask, as always, that your discrimination choose which of these thoughts you will retain and which are not for you. We do not claim to be purveyors of truth. We claim only to share what we have concluded in our journey so far. But we are very happy to do so, and we believe that it is a valid path of service. The question this day is very apt for the time of year that this meeting is being held. For it is near Christmas, and all over your world, in every nation, many millions of hearts turn now at this season to thoughts of peace, love, and giving. The catalyst for this enormous peak in energy among the peoples of your planet is an outgrowth of the natural cycles of light and dark, fear and love. And indeed, as was spoken of earlier, the Christian Christmas is a very old overlay to even older rituals from a previous time and a previous religion. It is a response of the heart of a society to the maximum amount of darkness and the minimum amount of light. It is a response to that which moves into the consciousness at such a deep level that there is no true defense against it. The lack of light creates a mood And that tendency of that mood is towards poignancy, intensity, and what this instrument would call negative thought patterns, for the simple reason that life within third density is often, among other things, an accumulation of moments of pain that certain occasions seem to bring closer to the surface of memory. However, this energy of Christmas has never been expressed in precisely the way that the one known as Jesus the Christ expressed it. And the way this entity expressed it has to do with this question about the formation of a social memory complex. Now this entity, who in his native tongue is called Yehoshua, but whom we will call Jesus because of this instrument's distortions, and the distortions of the culture in which all of you live, was in his own way a politician. But he was a politician who was running for office in another world. As he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." This entity identified his kingdom as the kingdom of heaven. We feel that there has been a tremendous amount of distortion of this entity's message. However, there is enough in what is left of what he actually said to begin to form an idea of what it takes to form a social memory complex. When one gazes, for instance, at what this instrument calls the Beatitudes, it is interesting to note who is blessed. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are those who suffer for righteousness' sake. Blessed is adversity. Blessed is the enemy. Blessed is he who despitefully uses you. In other words, no matter what you do, you will be blessed. When this entity was on the cross, dying painfully, a thief asked him if he would remember him when he came into his kingdom. And the one known as Jesus did not hesitate. He said, "This day you will be with me in paradise." Jesus was not a foolish man. He did not feel that certain things were... He did not feel that all things were good. He felt that some things were sinful. However, he took it to a higher level in each and every case and said, "The past is past. Make a new beginning, and you are completely and utterly forgiven." Would that the voices that surrounded this entity had the same message. Much has been lost of the message because others immediately misunderstood it and felt during the time that this entity was alive, that this entity should become a political figure and rule the country, a physical country, the country of the 12 tribes. This, the one known as Jesus, rejected out of hand. So, if the one known as Jesus was offering information about the vibration of a social memory complex, then the direction that entities who wish to help form a social memory complex need to go is the direction of forgiveness and love. Forgiveness of enemies, forgiveness of the self, and the willingness to make a new beginning. These seem finite qualities, but in the metaphysical world, they are infinite. The freedom to expand and strengthen life is complete. Once the soul has pierced the veil of forgetting. Now, a very tiny example of a social memory complex would be the couple or the family which is extremely close, so that the entities have begun to tune into each other and eerily begun to know what the other was going to say, what the other was sensing, how the mood of the other was going, without having to speak. There is a growing awareness from the soul level when there is complete trust between two people. This is difficult to achieve. It takes time and it takes persistence on the part of two human beings who will systematically fail at everything that they try to do at one point or another, metaphysically speaking. Consequently, there is forgiveness built into trust, so that when entities within a fellowship of complete trust misbehave, they are allowed the room to do that. They are allowed the support to come out of that. They are allowed the chance to start anew. These qualities of forgiveness and forgetting and moving on are sweet indeed, metaphysically speaking, because they free up the energy system, the energy body. The one known as Tom was asking about fear and whether that is an improvement on anger as an overlay of fear. And we would say that all overlays being taken away are improvements. The fear now is exposed because of the practice of the one known as Tom. He now is able to see and be aware of what that underlying emotion truly is. And indeed, no matter what the negatively oriented emotion, we assure you that it is a type of fear, whether it's anger or grief or any other negatively perceived emotion, the dynamic is always between love and fear. Now, how do entities in third density achieve such a heady and ambitious intention as forming a social memory complex beforehand, before its time. Almost anything that seekers can think of as ways to express their own individual desire and thirst for being part of the good and the love of planet Earth will help. So much of spiritual evolution is involved in sheer desire and persistence of intention in following that desire. Desire is a fire that thrives. It can be a fire that is red ray, orange ray, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet ray. Each of those types of desires, each of those combinations of types of desires has the same characteristics. And an entity, in order to progress, needs not to follow someone else's idea of a curriculum or a study plan, but rather each entity needs to follow his own heart, his own intuition, his own hunch of this book or that book at the bookstore, this idea or that idea to think about. Each of you is already a part of a nascent social memory complex, but it is at a very low level at this time because it is not yet time. Priming the pump is a matter of desiring to prime the pump and desiring it just as much tomorrow and the next day, and taking each moment of desire as it comes and asking, show me thy ways, teach me how to serve, and surrendering that cleverness of wit in order to open to deeper guidance and to purer fire. For there is help for those who wish to rise. There is an enormous company, as this instrument has often said, of angels, beings that wish only to help entities evolve and to cherish them while they do, to keep them in a metaphysical sense safe and comfortable. There are angels around each of you. They truly desire to be of service. When each sits in the silence, lean into that help and ask that invisible company to give you signs, give you ideas, help with the guidance, help with the clues, so that you can choose what feels the most resonant as your own path of service. The one known as Jesus tried to apply fourth density ideas to third density society. We grasp the fact that this has not been popular since, and we believe we grasp why. Realizing as we do that the one known as Jesus was able to open his heart and trust in the infinity of supply. The closest that your peoples have come to the idea of Jesus, which was to hold everything in common, has been various socialistic and communistic societies in their theoretical form, where each entity is looked at as completely equal and equally deserving of the right to live and have a place to be and food to eat. The ability of your culture at this time to tolerate the situation where many, many entities do not have enough to eat is, among many other things, acting as, shall we say, a drag on the planetary evolution. For it reflects a carelessness among its members and a lack of appreciation for the qualities that humanity offers long before it justifies itself by being useful. We ask you to consider who you are. Your physical vehicle was created according to the writer known as Sitchin and others to be gold miners for extraterrestrials. Consequently, there are many among those who believe in extraterrestrials and believe in their interactions with those of Earth that believe that there is no resurrection possible because the physical vehicles are simply dust and were created only to be slaves. But we say to you that a physical vehicle is a physical vehicle. Yours, like most life forms in this universe, has been interfered with several times, but that has little or nothing to do with the consciousness that accepts the contract with the physical vehicle to have an incarnation together. Each of you is truly a citizen of eternity. It does not matter what the makeup of your body is, whether it was created by the God of the Bible in 6 days, or whether it was created by extraterrestrials. The fact is that within the illusion you now experience, you are here. There is a little sign with an arrow that says, you are here. Whatever your age, whatever your station, whatever your challenges, that is the playground in which you are enjoying yourself at this time. While you are enjoying yourself on this playground, it is very seductive to come to the belief that you are on a playground enjoying the games. It is, however, a helpful thought, always, to move beyond the playground, to move beyond the lights and the glitter and the drama of people doing righteous and unrighteous things to each other. It is possible to move back into the heart of being that was before this world was and that will be when this world has finally become energy again. It is an uneasy union, body and consciousness. But it is precisely that union of flesh and spirit that is needed for third density. The vehicles you have are sound for the work that you wish to do. We encourage both an intensity of dedication, and a very light touch with this seeking to accelerate the pace of evolution and to come into some expression of fourth density. Now, you may find that as you continue seeking peace, that ideas will come to you. We encourage you to respond to those ideas, because each of you is a creator. Perhaps you have a gift for becoming closer to another entity or to another and a new idea that no one else has. We assure you that each of you sings a different melody of vibration. So each of you has unique gifts to give. And those gifts are already held in common by the people of Earth. There is, at this time, a nascent fourth density social memory complex of positive nature forming on planet Earth. It is occurring now. The one known as Bruce is attempting to do this by starting a community. The one known as Carla, this instrument, in her own way, has dedicated her life to bringing more light, to running fourth density energy within a third density system. This entity has unfortunately not done this entirely efficiently within her personal life. But in terms of metaphysical efficiency, both the one known as Bruce and the one known as Carla have made good efforts. And it is the continuation of those efforts, it is the continuation of faith that will avail the most. For love has a way of teaching you without being obvious about it, without the hammer having to hit the forehead or the 2x4 to wake you up. There is no wake up often with the lessons of love, but rather you discover that your ideas have migrated a bit, that there is a different light from which you are seeing the same thing. It may be slight, but it may well be more fourth density, if that is what you are affirming and seeking. When you are expressing this nascent fourth density energy, if you are very aware, will feel it as an energy exchange, even if the entity with whom you are communicating is half a globe away. There is an energy exchange between those who are vibrating together in love with each other on the fourth density level that is very heartening and very healing for both entities. And we just encourage each to attempt in all relationships to move from a point of fourth density love, forgiveness, acceptance, and the willingness to move on. That is the pattern of learning. Not to linger too long in negative emotion, but rather to honor that negative emotion whenever it arises. To sit with it as long as it needs to be sat with, in order to be accepted, in order to feel that it has been honored. And then when it has been honored, and there has come a peace and a balance and some small understanding, then it is time to say amen. I am sorry. I begin again. And let mistakes be mistakes, but stay in the light and the love of the one infinite creator while you make the mistake. And after you make the mistake, allow yourself your own love rather than your judgment. For judge and grasp the lesson, you certainly will. But then it is time to release that. The great obstacle to peace among your peoples is the same obstacle that is in a family when they will not agree and when they insist on leaving problems unaddressed and unsolved. The one known as Jim has said very truly several times that this world needs a great deal of love. That is true at the individual level. It is true at the societal level, at the racial level, and at the planetary level. Does a social memory complex have its own ability to communicate? Certainly. Even within a marriage, there is a social memory complex. Within this group, which today represents only four human beings, there is a strong and healthy social memory complex that is helping each help each. It is not that each has become wonderfully able, in a human sense, to comfort and support each other, but that the wish to do so is pure within these four hearts sitting in this circle. And in this atmosphere, since all things truly are one, naturally, over a period of time, there is formed not just these four souls into a union, but these four souls and the Creator. So that the Creator and the Self multiplies with the Creator and the next Self, and the Creator and the third Self, and the Creator and the fourth Self. And the result is powerful, far beyond the sum of parts. There is a feedback system that begins to work when entities meet spiritually and attempt to love each other, even when they misbehave, even when they have difficult times. Many, many opportunities will come to each of you in small ways and in large. Opportunities to see an entity as the self or the other self. We do not say to ignore the needs of a physical life. We do not say it is wrong to set limits when there are difficulties and to protect the self from damage. You are third density entities and you need to respond to the pain and the suffering that you feel. If you do not respond to it, if you insist on being all love and light at all times and not dealing with your feelings, not dealing with your dark side, you shall never make a social memory complex. So the first entity that you must fall in love with in order to form a social memory complex is yourself. If you can fall in love with the shadow self of your own 360-degree being, you have become far, far more vulnerable to the light that is the new light of fourth density. So much of the light that you call to yourself is created by the nexus of desire and emotion with which you are seeking the light. So all aspects of life feed into making third density into fourth density, because all aspects of life can be illuminated by love. Love makes food taste better. Love makes gardens bloom better. Love makes children grow healthier. Love makes business thrive. Love will also make positive fourth density occur, because the love energy within many of your people is now approaching that energy, which is the graduated third entity, the Christ energy. The one known as Jesus would laugh long and hard at someone who said that he was a saint, or that he was holy, or that he was better than the next sinner. This entity did not feel those things. This entity was seeking to become more meek, more poor, more hungry, and to achieve more suffering. Why was this entity doing this? This is the mystery of moving from third density to fourth density. Why did this entity find such joy in turning the other cheek? And in embracing death, when he thought that by that sacrifice he would be able to save others suffering. Why was this very imperfect human act of choosing to die something that has riveted your culture for 2,000 years? That is the question that we feel may be most beneficial at this time. For the entity comes into the earth at this time. The one known as Jesus, each year, comes into the darkness. And the darkness knows Jesus not. And to that darkness, Jesus is simply a mistake, a fool, a troublesome entity that must be stopped. For this entity simply wants to love. He wants nothing in return. He simply wishes to speak the words of his Father, share the love of his Father, to do the will of his Father. May you follow your heart. May you follow that which this instrument calls the cross. For fourth density is cruciform. That is early fourth density especially. There is a cross involved. There is a sigil of sacrifice that needs to be grasped in a way that words almost cannot achieve. Silence itself, the tabernacle of the heart. And those infinitely blessed words that have no sound, that still small voice, will bring to you that which you need. We encourage each to seek that silence each day. And to affirm that all is well, that all will be well. that the life may be lived in faith. This rest that faith gives, again, frees one to love. It enables fearlessness. No one within your sphere is truly fearless in all ways, but it is well to gently but determinedly work on that fear, work on those separating emotions, and realize that all actions expressed lovingly are metaphysically correct. It is not possible often within the earth plane to make a pure choice because the physical vehicle won't stand it, or the budget won't stand it, or the family won't stand it, or something will fall apart that you wish to keep together if you pursue a totally pure path of love. As we said, there are times one must make decisions that do not seem particularly loving. But if they are made carefully, thoughtfully, and because of love, then we say that is excellent work. It might not be right, but it is not important to be right. It is important to be loving. So attempt to be right. Attempt to run that ship that you have, but attempt more to open the heart to love. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. And we thank this group for asking such a good question, and we at this time would leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those of the pool.
Each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. At this time, we would seek to offer ourselves to any further queries which may remain upon the minds of those present. Is there another shorter query to which we may speak at this time?
I'll start off. I guess recently on my mind, had a rear-end accident. And yesterday we had a front-end collision. And I'm wondering if there are any lessons or thoughts or ideas, something that I may not have seen, or that you might see from your side.
Once again, with this instrument, we apologize for the delay which was necessary in order that this instrument be allowed to work with the recording device. But to your query, we can not see any particular lesson here other than there is always the unexpected, which occurs sometimes without any seeming rhyme or reason, yet which one can interpret by whatever means or attitude is prevalent within the personality structure. This attitude of mind then is set to work upon whatever catalyst approaches and will make the necessary adjustments to include the new catalyst within the established ways of thinking. So that the seeker of truth then may utilize any catalyst to achieve the desired perspective, shall we say. When one has one's spiritual feet firmly under one, there is no catalyst which can shake one's ground of being. All catalyst then becomes available as grist for the mill, shall we say. The catalyst being the means by which one then seeks the heart of the being, if that is one's predilection, or seeks the more easily accessible surface interpretation, if one wishes to skirt the issue, shall we say, or move around the experience of one's being. Is there another query to which we may respond, my brother?
My wife has been feeling kind of low and down, and suggested it might be a psychic reading or maybe just indulgence. She couldn't seem to put anything in particular reason why she's feeling the way she's feeling. And I'm wondering if you might have any perspective on that.
I am aware of your query. We show this instrument the picture of the ice and the broken ankle. We suggest that this entity, the one known as seed, may be in the memory of the body complex, remembering that which occurred nearly 1 year ago at this time. The memory of the body is much stronger than most entities in third density are aware of or give credit to the body for possessing. We assure you, however, that the body does remember those traumatic experiences. And this memory bleeds through the subconscious mind and becomes that which is seemingly non-directional without source, a feeling of apprehension or anxiety. Is there another view, my
friend? That is most helpful. Appreciate that. I'm sure she will too. Especially seeing something that's not there. Seeing something was there. I was kind of curious from the last session. I talked about Carla's psychic reading, about her fifth density visitor again. I'm curious, does this fifth density visitor of hers have a name?
I am aware of your query, my brother, and this is correct. Is there another query?
And what is this fifth density's name?
I am Quok, and we suggest that it be carefully considered whether or not this knowledge is desired. For it is polarized significantly in the negative direction to know the name of one's seeming adversary. For to know such is to begin the trail in the attempt to have power over that entity. Is there another query?
I'll take the hint and leave it at that. My last question is, those cool and, as you say, heavenly host have any message or thing they would like to contribute to our group and others at this time?
I am cool. And we cannot resist. Ho, ho, ho. Is there another query?
Not for me, thanks.
I am Paul. We thank you, my friend. Is there another query at this time?
I've noticed that Christmas is a very difficult time for many people. To the point where they basically have to work at surviving Christmas, you know, go and get some deli and get some videos and just shut out the horror until it passes. I mean, it's just a terribly negative view of Christmas because of the fact that there's no one to enjoy it with, or because of the weight of memories. I just wonder, you know, I guess partly why it is, and partly what can be done to make people feel better about Christmas, because I think it really is a difficult time. It's become a very stressful time for most people.
And there is an infinity of possible reactions or responses to the season which you call Christmas, as there are for any season, day, or event. Who can say why one entity feels such great joy and another such sorrow at the same experience? Each of you and each of us in all of creation is an individual, a spark from the same flame of the one creator, yet a reflection in infinite variety according to choices made, experiences had, directions taken and not taken. There is no way to estimate how to affect one entity's response over another entity's response to the same catalyst. For all lives are written by one soul in many experiences, some of which mark deeply upon the pages of the life pattern. Others seem to go unnoticed with the same seeming surrounding cast of characters. Life, for most, is a great mystery. To begin, and we stress begin, to unravel the various twists and turns of plot and character is the work of one entity for a lifetime. In short, my sister, we cannot give you a cure on your Christmas blues. Is there another query at this time?
No, thank you, Carl.
I'm quoted. We thank you once again, my sister. Is there another query?
I had it when Carla asked the question. I had a thought come into my mind that, and again, as Cole stated, there's a myriad number of reasons, situations, and temperaments, etc. But sometimes it seems to me that some people at Christmas time get a glimpse through the good cheer, the good feeling of a lot of people, or whether, you know, seeing whether it's truthful or whatever, they get a glimpse of what happiness could be, or what we could be, and what how our attitudes could be toward this life. And then I think that some people maybe take that and just look at it and say, well, but it's not that way all the time, and it's very depressing. Could you comment quickly on that, please?
I'm aware of your query. Indeed, for many, this is so. To see that which is desired, but not realized, and removed from one's experience, is to focus upon that which seems ephemeral, seems to be a trick, to be false. Others, perhaps, see the commercial nature of the scene and are disillusioned. Others, perhaps, respond more to the lack of light, the days being shorter. Others, perhaps, respond to the loss of loved ones from earlier times who are now not available for sharing the joy. Others, perhaps, respond to events within the world stage, which seem to be more evident at this time of your yearly cycle. As we mentioned previously, there are many reasons for entities to respond in either the positive or the negative sense of joy or sadness at this particular time of your year. Is there another query, my brother?
No, thank you very much.
I again, we thank you. We would take this opportunity to thank each present for the heartfelt queries. The concern that underlies each is most evident to us, and we are always grateful to be able to speak to those who have the great desire to know the truth, to share the truth, to become the truth. We walk with you on that journey, as do many others who are not visible at this time, but whose hearts sing with you in the joy of your own seeking and your own serving. At this time we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group. We leave you as always, in the love and in the ineffable light of your infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of God. Adonai, my friends.
Our prayer list. Anne, Ethel, Judy, Ophelia, Alan, Scott, Dana, Lynn, Mike, Lee, Vicki, Galen, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, Barb, Betty, Donna, Lenny, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Kathy's mom, Sally, Frank, Ethel, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Frank, Mary, Martha, Aurora, Angela, Patricia, Helen, Bill, Wesley, Marianne, and Anne, and all of those who are victims of terrorism or war or utter displacement and suffering, and their families. Other requests?
Yes. Kim, Charlie, the three kids, David and Sharon, myself and Nancy, Michael and Melissa, my brother Bill, his wife Francine and his children, Dick Page and his wife Wilda, and also for Louie and Veronica, their son.
And you, and your daughter, Miss Cindy, and the Boone family and the Curtin family, and all of us who are alone over Christmas, including Dave Jones. The image goes up, let the rains fall down.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You are united people, we are one. You are united people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You